law came after the promise. The promise is something that you cannot lose. No one can lose it.
Greetings and salutations. You've just joined Neville Mind Tricks. Better than the best, you know? Today's episode is entitled Pool Cue. It's entitled Pool Cue. And I'm not talking about, what's it called? Billiards. I'm not talking about billiards. I'm talking about something else. And before I get into pool cue, I won a politically charged debate. I mean, in our heads, we win all of them, right? So I always win. But so this was a particular person, and we were going back and forth on a political topic. And I think a few days ago now, out of the blue, we were talking about something related, but it always ends up coming back to politics. And this person virtually said everything that I said when we were in a heated discussion versus they presented it as though it was their idea. Hee-haw. So although they didn't credit me for a win, and it took a few years, I would say, at least a year and a half, almost 2 years, to quote-unquote manifest the win, I'll take it. Pool cue. All right, not talking about billiards. If you like playing pool, more power to you. I don't know why I never really got into it. Not really my cup of tea, but I could see why some folks like it. But I'm going to talk about swimming pools. Pool cue. It's summer. This is being recorded and presented on the last day of June 2023. It's hot here in Arizona, and I presume if you're in the United States or in the right hemisphere, that's probably hot wherever you are as well. So let's say for the fun of it that you want to manifest a swimming pool if you don't already have one. And if you have one and you want to play along, pretend you want to get a different one for whatever reason that you might have. All right, pool cue. There's so many different types of pools: above ground pool, in ground pool, which most of them here in Arizona are in ground pool, even though our ground is as hard as concrete, but that's neither here nor there. So what kind of pool do you want? Okay. When do you want the pool by? Little trick there, kind of like the old Simon Says game where I didn't say Simon Says. It's none of your business when you get it. You're not smart enough. Kind of like my political apology. Although it wasn't technically an apology, it was implicitly an apology because they basically said that I was right in so many words. I had to wait for the right time to hear that, but it came when it came. So maybe you know where you're going to put your pool, or say you live in with parents, or maybe you rent an apartment or a room with roommates or something, so you don't have room for a pool. So maybe implied with your new pool is a new home. But let's focus on just the pool right now. What some people might do is, for example, the above ground pool. You know what? I'd really like an in-ground pool, but the above ground pool is probably a little bit cheaper and it's easier to maintain. So, and I could probably get one of those real quick and have the guy at the hardware store and my neighbor help me put it in. So yeah, I think I'll just settle for the above ground pool. Now, nothing wrong with above ground pools. I'm sure we've all enjoyed above ground pools in our day. But this is kind of, as Neville would say, he didn't say this, but I'm going to say this, paraphrasing Neville, you're dumbing down your desire. If you want an in-ground pool, make your desire an in-ground pool. So don't take away from your desire thinking that it's going to come easier. And another thing where some people do, and I did a little bit too, is trying to find the means. Oh, my neighbor, my friend who works at the hardware store could probably help. Neville says you just basically need 2 points. You need to know where you're starting, which is obvious, and where you want to end up. That's it. Pretty simple. And then as far as when it's going to happen, I think this audience is pretty smart, but in case you're new to the audience or just need a refresher, it's none of our business. Nobody is smart enough to know how long a manifestation is going to take to come around. And if you have one of these Yahoo coaches that say they know everything, or I've even seen folks guarantee it. Well, how are you going to guarantee it? What's your recourse if you don't manifest it within the time allotted? It's going to happen when it happens, if it happens, if you do everything right. So this isn't a guarantee. It's not a guaranteed way of having it happen by a certain time. But it is as close as a guarantee as you're going to get, and it improves your chances more than most options. That's why Neville says test it and see. And then he gives us all these little rules along the way. And according to the intro, why the law came along to help cushion the blows. Tell me what you think of the pool cue and me, quote unquote, winning a political argument years down the road. I know it's a state I was in at the time, and I could say I'm never going to talk politics to anybody again. Maybe, maybe not. Maybe that state will show up. Neville mentions to be very careful about your mentals, because the states are always there. We're just pilgrims passing through. Hope you're doing something fun. And until we hear again, dream better than the best. You know?